Welcome to a special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. Now, these poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, we've got to remember that it's the message of those poems that need to interest us most of all. So I won't be singing anything for which you can be very grateful, but I will be speaking these poems. Just listen to the words and be blessed. This first one, you'll wish David Phelps was singing because he's the one that wrote it, that sings it and makes it popular today. It's called End of the Beginning. We're in modern times now, and there are some good things coming out of modern times too. I was taking a trip on a plane the other day, just wishing I could get out, when the man next to me saw the book in my hand, asked me what it was about. So I settled back in my seat. A bestseller, I said, a history and a mystery in one. Then I opened up the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's not a new book, that's a Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I've tried religion, it's shame and guilt, and I don't need it anymore. It's superstition, made-up tales, just to help the weak to survive. Well, let me read it again, I said, but listen closely. This is going to change your life. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the star, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never, ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross, and that was the end of the beginning. The end of the beginning, he said with a smile. What more could there be? He's dead. You said they hung him and put nails in his hands and a crown of thorns on his head. I said, I'll read it again, but this time there's more. And I believe that this is true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life that's completed in you. And don't you see? He did all this for you. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. All the angels singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, made the blind to see. And for the first time here on earth, did you know that God could be a friend? And though he never, ever did a single thing wrong, he was the one the crowd chose. And then he walked and he died. But 3 days later, 3 days later, 3 days later, he rose. 3 days later, he rose. You see, he came, he lived, and he died. But that was the end of the beginning. Well, let's go back in history a little bit to a William Whiting song, Eternal Father Strong to Save. Eternal Father Strong to Save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who biddest the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. O Christ, whose voice the waters heard and hushed their raging at thy word, who walked up on the foaming deep and calm amidst its rage did sleep. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Most Holy Spirit, who didst brood upon the chaos dark and rude, and bid its angry tumult cease, and give, for wild confusion, peace. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. O Trinity of love and power, our family shield in danger's hour, from rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect us wheresoe'er we go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad hymns of praise from land and Sea. I first came in touch with that song in a Peter Marshall movie, A Man Called Peter. You may have watched it many years ago, when Peter Marshall is preaching to at Annapolis to those brave men who will be braver still within hours, even minutes after the end of this service where this song is sung and Peter is preaching. They'll be called to enter World War II as the ships have been attacked by the Japanese. Well, let's move on. Some choruses. I'm kind of skipping over choruses, if you don't mind. There's three in a row here. We see the Lord. This is a newer one. And he is high upon the throne, and his glory fills the heavens and the earth. One like a lamb who was slain is on the throne, so I cast my crown before you and bow down to praise. For everything cries holy. Everything cries holy. Everything cries holy to you, Lord. It was a Mrs. Frank Beck who wrote this one called Face to Face. It sounds like something that Fanny Crosby might have written, but it was Frank Beck's wife. Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Only faintly now I see him with the darkling veil between, but a blessed day is coming when his glory shall be seen. What rejoicing in his presence when are banished grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face, O blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Crusader's hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man, the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown. Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer, than all the angels heaven can boast. Beautiful Savior, Lord of the nations, Son of God and Son of man, glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore, be thine. One has to wonder how, if this indeed was a song that was sung by the Crusaders, how they could be praising this Lord Jesus on their way to destroying Jews. And, well, we'll just let it go at that. But it is a good song, nonetheless. Faith of Our Fathers by Frederick Faber. Faith of our fathers, living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, we will strive to win all nations unto thee, and through the truth that comes from God, we all shall then be truly free. Our fathers, chained in prisons dark, were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they, like them, could die for thee. Faith of our fathers, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too, as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. The refrain, faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. John Yeats wrote this one. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe, in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory, we know, that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith, they, like a whirlwind's breath, swept on over every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels we shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. And the refrain, faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Farther along, you remember this one. Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Sometimes I wonder why I must suffer, go in the rain, the cold, and the snow, when there are many living in comfort, giving no heed to all I can do. Tempted and tried, how often we question why we must suffer year after year, being accused by those of our loved ones, even though we walked in God's holy fear. Often when death has taken our loved ones, leaving our home so lone and so drear, then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year. Faithful till death, saith our loving Master, short is our time to labor and wait. Then will our toiling seem to be nothing, when we shall pass the heavenly gate. Soon we will see our dear, loving Savior, hear the last trumpet sound through the sky. Then we will meet those gone on before us. Then we shall know and understand why. The refrain, farther along, we'll know more about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Well, that song sounds like a long list of complaints, but we'll understand that it wasn't worth complaining about. It should never have been complained about. I'm glad that the one dear brother came along and changed the word all to more. We used to sing, farther along, we'll know all about it. I don't think so. We'll never know all about it, but we'll know more than we do now. Let's see what else is in my little binder. Fill me now. We sang it as a chorus, but has verses to it. Hover o'er me, Holy Spirit. Bathe my trembling heart and brow. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, O come and fill me now. Thou canst fill me, gracious Spirit, though I cannot tell thee how. But I need thee, greatly need thee. Come, O come and fill me now. I am weakness, full of weakness. At thy sacred feet I bow. Blessed, divine, eternal Spirit, fill with power, and fill me now. Cleanse and comfort, wholly save me. Bathe, O bathe my heart and brow. Thou dost sanctify and seal me. Thou art sweetly filling now. And the refrain, fill me now, fill me now. Holy Spirit, fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come. Oh, come and fill me now. Still moving through the booklet here. Jesus calls me, I must follow. Follow him today. When his tender voice is pleading, how can I delay? Jesus calls me, I must follow, follow every hour. Know the blessing of his presence, the fullness of his power. Jesus calls me, I must follow, follow him alway. When my Savior goes before me, I can never stray. And the chorus that you know, follow, I will follow thee, my Lord, follow every passing day. My tomorrows are all known to thee, thou wilt lead me all the way. Another follow song, follow on. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Everywhere he leads me, I will follow, follow on, walking in his footsteps till the crown be won. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the storms are sweeping and the dark waters flow. With his hand to lead me, I will never, never fear. Danger cannot fright me if my Lord is near. Down in the valley or upon the mountain steep, close beside my Savior would my soul ever keep. He will lead me safely in the path that he has trod, up to where they gather on the hills of God. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus, anywhere, everywhere. I will follow on. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus, everywhere he leads me. I will follow on. Well, that's a great sentiment. I wonder how many of us are in keeping with that. There's another follow song. It's not called that, but it says the same thing. It's called Footprints of Jesus. Do you know this one? Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me, and we see where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains, helping the weak. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. Though, dear Lord, in thy pathway keeping we follow thee, through the gloom of that place of weeping, Gethsemane. If thy way and its sorrows bearing we go again, up the slope of the hillside, bearing our cross of pain. By and by, through the shining portals, turning our feet, we shall walk with the glad immortals, heaven's golden street. And then at last, when on high he sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus end at his throne. The refrain, footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. I think that will be enough for this time. I do hope you'll join me another time with this. We'll do this, Lord willing, every Saturday until they're finished. We're in the F's. We're going all the way to Z. We're going in alphabetical order. We've got a ways to go, don't we? Hey, it's Saturday, and that means tonight a bunch of men will be meeting together on a Zoom meeting. A bunch of men are having a weekly Zoom meeting at 7 o'clock Central, United States Central Time. That's the city of Chicago. If you'd like to join us, send me an email. Let me know about that, and I will send you the invitation and the link to let you in on that Zoom meeting. Sure would love to see you there. I think you'll enjoy being there. I really do. Come on around. Try it out. Well, that's all for this time. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.